Welcome to In Plain Sight. Jeremy from Kentucky. Here on your Friday night broadcast. Made it to Friday night, didn't we, fam? That tough work week, or maybe you're retired and you've had that boring retired week and now your friends and family can come over for the weekend. Whatever the case, we have made it to Friday night health and wellness edition of In Plain Sight on Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, you know what to do. Call that in at 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. Mail that in to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And Mike was informing me last night that the t-shirts, I believe, are available in all sizes. If you want to purchase $100 worth of free speech, then you will get a free t-shirt if you include your size and your address, or an RBN mug. So get on that. Everybody listening can do at least $10. So that would make a huge difference. And we're doing your calls live for your Friday night drive, 512-248-8252. And we're going to cover a few health and wellness articles, as well as we can't escape it. The vax stuff is just flooding us, and we've got to cover that. Exciting stuff going on over in Europe, though, that we'll cover later in the show. Psalm 104:13, speaking of the Lord God, he waters the hills from his upper chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and vegetation for the service of man, that he may bring forth food from the earth and wine that makes glad the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart. And oddly enough, I've got this article here that I wanted ran across when I was doing my health and wellness prep for tonight. Scientific American, this is a 2012 article. Strong medicine, drinking wine and beer can help save you from cholera, Montezuma's revenge, E. coli, and ulcers. So starting here in the article, one gin for me and one for the cholera. Cholera. How do you pronounce that, Mike? Cholera. A life can be unpredictable. It can begin one place and end another, or begin one place and end up in the same place, but with a very different point of view. Janet Guthrie was working as a scientist in her hometown of Inverness, keeping an eye on water quality. It was a good job. She was happy, but maybe a little restless. Restlessness has killed people. Restlessness will send you off to war. Oh, my comments here. So will the Jewish-dominated established elite. Anyway, restlessness will send you off to war. Restlessness sent Janet Guthrie to graduate school. She decided to get a master's degree from the Department of Microbiology at the University of Aberdeen while continuing to work during the day. She would have to continue to work full-time, but would make time. Then things changed. She started reading about health around the world, and also in her place where she walked around every day, the place that she knew, Inverness, Scotland. Inverness is a peaceful city, at least now, a city known for its spirits. It was not always. Beneath the stonework and the bushy streets lurk ghosts. So in the early 1800s, Inverness suffered from an outbreak of cholera. C-H-O-L-E-R-A. I know what it is, I just forgot how to pronounce it. Cholera is a terrible and brutish disease caused by bacteria species Vibrio cholerae, which ensconces itself in the gut, where it causes ferocious diarrhea and vomiting, which help to find other hosts, and often death. It can now be easily treated, but in many places it is still not. Last year, 3 to 5 million people, now this would have been in 2011, the article's a bit dated. Last year, 3 to 5 million people contracted cholera, and more than 100,000 of those individuals died. Historically, cholera would have been even more common for the simple reason that it is transmitted from one person to another when people drink water or eat food contaminated with feces. And for most of our civilized history, Such was, and in many places remains, our tendency. It's not my tendency. But anyway, cholera appears to have evolved in India and then spread around the world, traveling from one contaminated source of water to the next. In August of 1832, people began to get very sick in Inverness, Scotland. They did not know the story of cholera. They just knew that they were sick. They convulsed with unstoppable diarrhea and vomiting. The disease went house to house. Its spread lasted roughly 11 weeks, and when it was over, more than 170 people had died. The town hall and meeting rooms had to be turned into makeshift hospitals. As Guthrie read through the stories of the deaths, she was struck by the randomness of what had happened. For example, on May 11, 1832, it was reported that at Fort George, a soldier died of cholera, and a female has recovered from it. Why him and why not her? Surely there was some reason. Guthrie found herself attached to the stories of the people who had been affected. She began to wonder whether there was something different about those who survived. The death seemed so random. Then she found the second piece of the puzzle, the one that made her want to see all of the others. She found a poster from the time of the cholera outbreak urging people to avoid uncooked fruits and vegetables and to drink fermented and spirituous liquors, at least in moderation. The sign was simple. It did not come with an explanation of why this might be a good idea. At the time, no one yet understood what cholera was, and much less how it was contracted. But Guthrie was interested in the poster. She found herself wondering often whether that advice was actually useful. Could drinking alcohol actually save your life? Guthrie became consumed with this question as an article in her local newspaper, the Inverness Courier, put it. She was spending much of her time experimenting with red wine, gin, carrots, apples, and plums. Her thesis would explore whether clean vegetables or strong drinks could save someone from cholera, even when the world around them seemed to be falling apart. Guthrie planned to compare the survival of Vibrio cholerae in gin and red wine, as well as in apples and plums. Her approach would test whether cholera in a drink would be killed, and perhaps, and this is speculation, also provide some indication of what might happen to cholera in your mouth or gut once the alcohol was consumed. If flies could kill their parasites with booze, then perhaps humans could too. There are at least two ways of that drinking might save you from cholera. Drinking alcohol might actually kill pathogens in the human gut or bloodstream, much of the way alcohol in bloodstreams of the fruit flies kills their parasites. Guthrie did not test this possibility, though I will return to it. The other scenario is one in which all of the liquid you consume is boiled, is in boiled soups or spirits. You might not be exposed to cholera in the first place. While fermentation itself is likely to kill most pathogens, many alcoholic drinks, including the gin made in Inverness in the 1800s, have water added to them after they are produced. Similarly, many ships of explorers carried beer with diluted with water, such that essentially all they drank was beer water. I think that later became Bud Light, but I'm not sure. In the case of Inverness, the water would have come from the contaminated river. Would the alcohol be enough to kill it? Guthrie wanted to know. She took flasks in which she had added cholera to the water. She then added dry London gin, diluted to a different concentration, and separately a range of different concentrations of ethanol. The question was whether the gin or ethanol would kill the pathogen and whether there was a minimum concentration necessary to do the trick. Guthrie stirred her drinks and waited. Actually, she stirred her drinks, waited, and then repeated the experiment again and again. After several months of late hours after work, everything was completed and she could look at her results. Cholera is a tough beast. It is conceivable it would survive the alcohol, and if it did, it would mean those individuals who followed the health department's urgings might actually have been more at risk. As she did her research, stepping back a little every so often for perspective, Guthrie found that she was not only the one to consider the influence of alcohol and pathogens. She was not the only one. Others had stumbled on similar obsessions, though her focus was gin and theirs was nearly always wine. Some of those studies were completed when she began her work. Others were just getting underway. The wine studies tested whether a good glass of red could affect the presence of pathogens in the drinks. They tested whether it affected the same pathogens in the mouths. In one case, the studies even tested whether or not wine could kill pathogens in a simulated gut. Another was tested whether those who drink wine tend to have fewer of some of the pathogens, such as the bacterium that causes ulcers, called Helicobacter pylori. Guthrie read about these studies, whose results I will also shortly reveal as well, but she wanted to know about her query, the gin. Guthrie's results were simple. A single diagram which barely needed explanation. When water was added to cholera, the cholera lived on, unaffected. When alcohol with a high concentration was added, the cholera died quickly. The alcohol killed the cholera, much as it kills wasps and the wasps that prey upon the innards of flies. The results for the cholera in humans are less detailed than those for the flies. It is nearly always true we know more about the health of flies than humans. Yet the results were clear. All of the concentrations of alcohol she tested killed the cholera. The higher the concentration of alcohol, the more quickly the cholera died. Notably, the time it required for gin to kill pathogens was always anywhere 1 to 26 hours, depending on its concentration. Not immediately. If someone drinks your gin and in doing so leaves for you a pathogen in some sort or another, your gin could still be contagious. In other words, if you see someone in the active throes of cholera, you can give him back your gin, just don't ask for it back. Keeping the ship healthy, Guthrie's study was a starting point, but particularly in the context of a large number of other studies published in the last years and months. It begins to tell a story of cholera and alcohol, and perhaps part of the story of alcohol and disease more generally. Alcohol, and presumably, although Guthrie did not test it, fermentation, can kill cholera. Guthrie showed this effect can occur in water and would likely have occurred in the drinks of patrons in the early 1800s in Inverness, Scotland. It seems possible that individuals who drank alcohol during the cholera outbreak may have been less likely to die of cholera. Elsewhere, a study of wine and cholera in France in the 1900s found those individuals who consumed wine tended to be more likely to be spared. Maybe, Guthrie believes, the same happened in Inverness. Nor is that the end of the story. Her studies have also shown that tequila, that its 10% alcohol can kill Salmonella and E. coli, all implicated in Montezuma's revenge as well as other maladies. Cholera. Mike says the pronunciation is cholera. Cholera. 10% of ethanol, on the other hand, was less effect against the same pathogens and separately against cholera, suggesting that either alcohol needs to be combined with the specific compounds in wine or tequila that result from fermentation or in high concentrations, such as the gin. The picture is still incomplete but emerging. Though the babble of dozens of new studies, one sees concrete hints of what might be. What happens when this alcohol, which can kill microbes in flasks and petri dishes, enters the body? Personally, my guess is that would have been that once the alcohol enters the body, its effects on microbes are done. It is diluted and otherwise sloshed about in the stomach and then has the large surface area of the gut over which its potentially small effects might be spread. Fortunately, I wasn't the one that asked if it was worth studying the effects of alcohol inside the body. In the last 5 years, study have shown in fits, starts, and breakthroughs of big impacts of alcohol on bacteria in our bodies. That's a good portion of the article that I sort of went through and hit the highlights. And indeed, the Bible does tell us, in the book of Timothy, Paul tells Timothy to have a little wine for your stomach's sake. And it is very well known that the moderate consumption of alcohol does help to kill these bacteria in the body and could keep you healthy. You got to consider your liver, though, and perhaps take measures to protect that. I use green tea, the Tulsi herb, hot green tea, and a little bit of CBD oil in the tea. Drink that every day, as well as a moderate amount, moderate to somewhat not moderate at times, amount of gin and beer. So again, this is going to depend on your individual health. I'm not a physician. I can only read articles published by physicians and studies and tell you what works for me. You got to figure out yours yourself. But that's the beauty of health and wellness, is we can talk about this stuff. Before we get on to the vax articles and the pushback in Europe, I do want to get to our callers to see what they have on their mind, to figure out what's going on out in RBN land. First caller of the night, Bubba Scott Reb from Colorado, Vulture Squadron. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, I have to be, because this is getting activity across America since the Public Broadcast Network Facebook page showed that red nightmare 2 weeks ago. Link to U.S. Pentagon First Team, Bubba Scout, Rev, and VultureSquadron.com. And when your callers, after I'm done, they call in the same thing every time, whether it's Mr. Lost in Texas or Mr. Vancouver or Mr. New York. I hear them. They keep ranting and raving. The Yids did this. The Yids, oh, about them Yids, about this Yid, about that Yid. You're not going to beat them. You're never going to beat them. 1,400 years of history. Nobody gets them out of the way. That's because they control the entire 911 system. That's what was put here. They're the ones, the Guinea, government intruder, no intelligence, the ones we found that tried to murder us and still retaliated against when they put a bolo on the terrorists they work with on December 17, 2019 out of NORAD NORTHCOM. They retaliated against me March 1st. They charged me with scene hitting snowballs with a baseball bat. It took till April 27th of this 2021 for that lawyer to get rid of that. I never answered
Did you say you got charged with hitting snowballs with a baseball bat?
That's exactly right. I was seen hitting snowballs with a baseball. They called the Guinea. This was retaliation because we had to put out that bolo on the terrorists from J2X, as General O'Shaughnessy's office in Colorado Springs and Peterson, NORAD NORTHCOM. And that's how they do things in America. That's how sick that was. I don't want to tell you the details. I had to get out of there. And they sent me to a hospital for 3 days over this. And I checked out fine. And they charged Medicare, because I'm over 70, and they automatically $17,000. They didn't pay that. They over $17,000 for emergency room, and then had the nerve to say $2,500 plus for drug testing, which Medicare doesn't pay for. So they don't even pay for it. They paid them $300-something. This was the fire freaks and the local Guinea and the dispatchers and the ambulance drivers and the same doctors that are falsifying death certificates.
Hey, hang on, Rib. Hang on, Rib. We got a break. We'll bring you back on the other side here on Endpoint Site.
There's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hey now, don't dream it's over. Hey now,
okay, we're back. We're back to Endpoint Sight. Jeremy from Kentucky on health and wellness. Speaking to Reb from Colorado, I was just trying to picture a man. I don't know what you look like, Reb. I was just picturing an older man just belting snowballs out in the streets and the cops coming up like being, sir, you're going to have to come with us. I don't know. Did I get that right?
They didn't see anything. They hallucinated this. I was standing around coming back from, no, I wasn't anywhere. No bat, no nothing. I got long, thick, blonde hair, pale white skin. I don't look young for 70. I look young for 19. They seen my PMO, Fort Bragg, North Carolina. They said, give us your driver's license. I just took the picture. It expired the end of the year. But to get these federal programs, you have to have the new ID updated, and you had to make appointments because of the corroded virus back in March. And then, you know, last week of March, and then 2 weeks later, I sent them a driver's license. Well, I didn't send them. I just gave them the number, Colorado number. And they said, holy, that's you? Yeah, how'd you get such long blonde hair? I said, you're over 70? And I don't like to keep reminding myself, but yeah. I said, no, you don't look young for 70s. You look young for 90. Yeah, I got that. So, I look like a kid to them, but this never happened. We know who, we don't know the names. The public lawyer, you could call and say, what's up with this? I want attention to this. Her name's Anna Schamberg, and she works for the county. You could dial 303-799-9001 and ask for her. Her number is 6231. You type in if, you know, if you get the county. And if you don't, you could dial her direct number, 720-767-1839. I'll give it up. And she talked to federal agents about this. This is what was so bad about this. I told them, hey, you can't go near us. We're federal witnesses against your crimes at the top of the Pentagon. And they didn't listen. But some idiot from that, they called NORAD NORTHCOM. They call that number that I'd give them over at J2 Access, the one who put the bolo on terrorists. And when he heard of it, he flipped out. What the hell are you doing around witness? So he talked to this Anna Schamberg, the lawyer. I never went back, and she finally got rid of it April 27, 2021, over a year later. And the black robe who did it, was, I just found his name was Williford, Division 301. We don't even know how that even got charged. I said, did he read that out of his mouth? And they don't want to tell him. they're covering this up that I'm a federal witness against these capital crimes in wartime by these departments here in Lakewood, Jefferson County, and Arapahoe, all this Metro Denver, Soviet Colorado, that they did this. Just like that movie, A Red Nightmare. They just decided you're guilty because somebody said so. And they had no proof, no evidence, no photos on YouTube of someone hitting a baseball bat against a snowball, which I don't even know. If you try it sometimes, it'll just disintegrate. What does that even mean?
Yeah.
We've never got the meaning of that. But this
unless you got a little ice in there, you know.
It doesn't even matter. Even if it goes, where's it headed? They said you saw, you were seen hitting. That was the Black Robe said. These guineas said you were chasing them with a bat. And I still didn't have no bat. I said, who, what, where? This never happened. It was their way of taking you to this hospital to get tested. And I come back clean. But the Medicare doesn't pay for dope testing. So I didn't have nothing. Well, I never smoked anything ever. But these...
Yeah.
They called the J2 Access federal agent. He said, what the hell did you do? Stay there. And he told 911. And they still make little attacks on us. And Bubba don't come out of her place because this whole metro area is wired with them. Those are the shab-ass damn, and we want to handle them. And nobody comments. Well,
you mentioned that. I wanted to ask you about this real quick. I wanted to ask you about this. You mentioned the 9/11 system. You said being controlled by YIDS. Now, I'm familiar with the Crown Heights riot in 91 in New York. I guess basically you had Jewish-only ambulances, and they refused to pick up some blacks that were struck, and there was this big riot where the blacks rioted against the Chabad Lubavitch Jews. I mean, I think I can see it controlled in that aspect, but what do you mean by 9/11 controlled by the YIDS?
The first 9/11 attack in America was when the North Viet, I'll tell you when it happened, February 16th, 1968. You didn't hear about this, but the North was coming down full force. It had already started from North Vietnamese Army headed into South Vietnam. They got beat up bad. They didn't have an army for 7 years. But the enemy broadcasters told America lies, of course, and so America's losing the war. That Cronkite, that, never mind, he was, I could say a lot of bad.
Walter Cronkite.
Right, he told everybody lies. They did a number on him. They wiped him out. They didn't have an army for 7 years after that. That's the truth. The NVA got bad. They shouldn't have done it, and even the Con got wiped. It was a big victory for America. One of the major victories of that war. But they lied to America and started with Nixon, the Chicago riots, and everything happened. A couple assassinations, Chicago, and then Nixon gets in, and he finished America off. There's no doubt about it. Bubba wasn't even
The break is on us, Reb. I'm going to give you just a minute or two on the other side, then we have to get to our other callers.
Yeah, I was thinking everybody to make this public to everyone. Okay.
Yeah, hang on the other side of the break, and then we'll go to our next caller after that.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk. Real people, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard
shelves. Holy, here we go again, Ben.
What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Okay, and we're back to the melodic tunes of Lindsey Buckingham. Hey, we got Reb from Colorado on the line, and we've got callers backing up, Reb. Let me give you 20 seconds, and you get us what you can get us in 20 seconds, and then I got to move on to White Rose and then Dan. Go ahead, sir.
Get everything that's Bubba Scout Reb out to the public. Tell them they charge us with they charge us all. Hitting snowballs with a baseball. It's been thrown out, and they called that NORAD NORTHCOM until he said, stay the hell away from everyone connected to 911, which started February 16, 1968. Senator made the call. It wasn't even hooked up in America. I heard about maybe 1975. What the hell is 911? It's the enemy. It's your enemy number. You want us to get rid of it. And we say we got to go barbaric. These savages will not listen to the United States of America. We're the U.S. government, and Chad complained to the Joint Chiefs. And what they did to us in the beginning of the century, when there was no veterans outreach, that's another thing. I didn't want to bring this up. The VA is after us. I didn't contact them. They find out through this whole controlled system. The VOA knows you're elderly, so they show up. Don't matter how you look like a kid, but they show up, and then they call the VA outreach is hunting fill these veterans on the streets with psycho dope.
Well, I don't doubt that. I mean, the VA is going to turn on us as already, as you mentioned, and will soon with these COVID vaccines. I anticipate you'll have to have a vaccine in order to get your benefits. But hey, Reb, appreciate it. I gave you a lot of time, my friend, and we're going to move on. We got White Rose next. White Rose, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Jeremy.
Hiya.
What I have to say shouldn't take more than a minute or two, if I'm uninterrupted.
Go ahead.
So first I'd like to make a statement from Albert Einstein. He says, condemnation without investigation is the epitome of ignorance. Okay, the second things I want to say is I want to plug amazingdiscoveries.org and thewhiterose.simplesite.com, all lower spaces, all lower cases, no spaces. Okay, first point. Louis Pasteur, before he died, admitted that his germ theory was wrong. And the germ theory is what the entire pharmaceutical and vaccine industry is based on. He said that his co-worker was right, where that it's the environment, meaning the body, okay? So if the body is given its proper nutrition and everything it needs, and nothing detrimental to it, the immune system will work. The body's full of pathogens, both bacteriological and viral, and the immune system will kill it all without any assistance from the outside. So just got to keep your body in perfect health by eating the proper food. That's the one point. Second point, Dr. Robert Gentry and his son David have discovered quite a few decades ago that they found that in all the granite, which, by the way, scientists have not been able to duplicate, in all the granite around the world, he found polonium-218 halos. So it's a known fact that polonium-218 has a half-life of 3 to 5 minutes. That means it turns from a radioactive isotope into lead in 3 to 5 minutes, okay? And as it does that, it emits these halos. So he cut rock samples from all over the world and all the granites and cut slivers and looked at it in an electron microscope and found it to be true that this is global, okay? So basically, what that proves is that all the granite in all the world was created in a matter of minutes, not millennia. And he wrote scientific journals, and it was posted in their scientific journals. This guy worked at Oak Ridge in Tennessee, scientific journals. He even took him to court, and he was found to be correct. And they still said, they told him, they said, yeah, you're right, you're correct. We know you're telling the exact truth, but we cannot let this get out. Okay, so he's been poo-pooed for all these years. And that's it. That's what I had to say. You got any comments?
So the granite findings actually is evidence of a young Earth in creationism. That's interesting.
It took 3 to 5 minutes for all the granite in the Earth to be formed. Granite makes up most of the Earth.
And then as far as the human body's immune system, I mean, I would totally agree with that. I'm still sort of researching and understanding this virus thing and whether viruses, you know, how they work. And I'm not educated on that. I got to read like everyone else. But I do know that the original Spanish flu in the early 20th century, a lot of people were dying from bacterial infections because they didn't have amoxicillin and penicillin readily available. And that was really the killer there, is that however they were getting sick, these soldiers going overseas and coming back from World War I, and then spreading bacteria, that was one of the big causes of deaths. They were
getting sick because their bodies weren't healthy. They were out of balance. They weren't eating the proper foods. They weren't taking care of themselves. It has nothing to do with it. A lack of penicillin doesn't do nothing but kill you. Okay, I got one more thing I could say if you'd like me to give me a few more minutes.
Make it real quick because we got other callers.
Okay,
go
real
ahead.
Quick. Darwin's theory of evolution, which backs up atheism, was completely disavowed 40 years after he came up with it. The skeletons that he found to back up his theory have all been proven to be hoaxes, put together, assembled things from different creatures. And not only that, the fossil layout in the Grand Canyon proves that his theory is wrong. The fossils laid out in the Grand Canyon prove that the Grand Canyon was not created over millions of years. It was created over a matter of days, weeks, or months, because each one of them sediment layers put in different fossils in them. And those fossils all existed at, those creatures all existed at the same time. An immediate burial created them into the fossils. But there's no record that shows that there's any fossil record showing that any creature changed from one type of creature into the next and went up the line evolving. No evidence. The evidence in the Grand Canyon proves that there was a worldwide flood, and that's how the fossils were put down. Also, Noah's Ark has been found in southeastern Turkey. They got a place where you can even go visit it now. Dr. Ron Wyatt found it. He's an archaeologist. He also found the crossing of at the Dead Sea, the Red Sea, where the golden chariot wheels have been found in the water. He also found the real Ark of the Covenant, and it exists in Jerusalem, underground in Jeremiah's caverns. And they're all covered up. The Israelis tried to get there and get it and pull it out, but they sent six men there to go get it. After he found it, they found the wall behind where it was hidden. They went in, they broke the wall down, they went in to try to get the Ark of the Covenant, and all six men were struck dead. Okay? He also found the blood of Christ on the Ark of the Covenant, took it to an Israeli scientist, and they investigated it, and they found out that it only had 24 chromosomes, 23 chromosomes from the mother, Mary, and one Y chromosome from the Father in heaven. And they put that away. They were amazed and put that away. And that's why they're hiding all this truth. The Ark of the Covenant, the real Ark of the Covenant was there. It was put there in when the Babylon took over Jerusalem, and the Levite priest actuated the mechanism to make the Ark go down into the cave, and then he absconded with it and hid it in the cave in Jeremiah's caverns. The twin pillars of the temple were filled with sand, which acted as a counterlever balance to keep the Ark of the Covenant up in the Holy of Holies. They took it out of the Holy of Holies to protect it, because they couldn't abscond with it and protect it from the Babylonians. But they hid it good, okay? And Ron Wyatt found this also.
I'm not familiar with those findings. I'll look that up. In regards to your comments,
have you got my website out yet?
I've got it pulled up now, and also the amazingdiscoveries.org. So
Roll down on my website to my testimony and read that first, and then go back and read everything in the whole website, please. I implore you to do this. And I implore you to check out Dr. Robert Gentry's work on the polonium halos, half-life of 3 to 5 minutes. Thank you very much for taking my call. Have a good day, and I hope I open your eyes somewhat here when you find these facts to be absolute documented historical evidence. Thank you very much. Bye.
All right. Thank you for your call. And I do only have comments on the Grand Canyon. I do happen to believe that it was formed post-flood as the waters receded. And as evidence of how geology can be changed very rapidly in a catastrophe, you should look up the Mount St. Helens eruption, where, you know, the geology of that area, Spirit Lake was formed in a matter of minutes. And it looked like it could have been hundreds or thousands of years worth of change that happened in a matter of days and weeks because of the catastrophe of Mount St. Helens. So, there is real-world evidence in recent history documented that shows that you can have rapid change in a very small amount of time. Let's move on to our other callers. Dan from Washington. Dan, welcome to the show.
Yeah, speaking about St. Helens, I remember that. I was up there when it blew up, and my grandma had a big jar of ash on her counter. You know, it was pretty weird thing to live through. You know, I was pretty young, but, and I heard they found the Noah's Ark. I mean, the Ark of the Covenants. Wasn't that Indiana Jones and the Nazis found it and then they opened it and then,
according to Hollywood, and I have not researched the findings that our last caller was talking about. I'll look into it. I'm very skeptical that they have the Ark of the Covenant. Because it was not listed in the book of 2 Kings when Nebuchadnezzar raided the Jewish temple. The Ark was never listed So I don't think we really know what happened to it, but I'll be glad to research the websites that the individual told us about.
Under the basement of like Goldman Sachs. I always wonder if like they might have that ark somewhere and they're just filling it full of all of our stolen tax money and stuff. And then when they go to another country, they take the ark with them. I don't know.
From a Christian point of view, I think even if they had the ark, I think it's irrelevant because the ark always contained the presence of God. And once Israel, you know, went across the line, you know, the presence of God left them and they were took captive by the Babylonians. So even if the ark was somehow found, I don't think it would be significant. It doesn't have power, is what I'm saying. But anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They're all about. I had two show recommendations. One was on Netflix. It's called The History of Tanks. But if you go on Netflix and they're history documentaries, it's like a two series about the formation of tanks, how they were invented. But it's pretty cool. It shows a lot how the early Bolsheviks and even Germany with Hitler and the Soviet Union. Just how the tanks were actually designed and stuff, and all the interconnections. You know, for example, an American designed the Soviet tank, and Hitler actually tested some of his first tanks in Bolshevik Russia because Germany wasn't allowed to have tank, you know, military at that time. So it's a pretty good series. And then I was going to, there's one called The History of Beer. And I think he'd really like it. It basically, these two scientists trace the history of beer making, and their theory is that's the formation of all human civilization was when humans kind of got together and started making beer. That's when they started to form cities and farming.
Well, I think they're not wrong. I saw parts of that. Yeah. On Modern Marvels, the History Channel, that's the only show I liked on History Channel, Modern Marvels. They did a history of beer, and it kind of went back into that a little bit. I found that fascinating.
Maybe it was that show, because I forgot the exact title of that one. But no, it was pretty convincing evidence, you know, and it makes a lot of sense. And
You get together with your homies, and you start slamming down the pints. And who knows? I mean, that's kind of how the Revolutionary War in America got kicked off, was in taverns.
Right. And then the only reason to, you know, sit down and get a job and, like, farm and stuff is drink beer. Otherwise, you might as well just be a hunter-gatherer, right?
I mean, right. Very good point, Stan.
All right, well, have a good weekend, and talk to you later. Thanks.
Hey, appreciate the call, my friend. And here in the last moments of In Plain Sight, we got Aaron from North Carolina. And I think he might be a new caller. Aaron, the break's going to catch you, but we'll hold you over. Go ahead, Aaron. What's on your mind?
Well, before the break, I just wanted to say the last caller sounded like a brontosaurus on heroin.
A brontosaurus on heroin? Oh, Dan's one of our tried and true callers, man.
Yeah, I know. You told me about the Land of the Lost but one time. It's funny.
So what's on your mind, Aaron?
I thought we were going to go with a break. I'm sorry. Well, news?
Yeah, go ahead. You got a couple of seconds, and then or probably a minute before the break.
What happens when somebody asks you for a COVID vaccine identification? What do you say?
I don't participate in the COVID hoax, sir.
Me neither, but what are you going to say when they say, do you have a vaccine?
I don't have one, and I'm not getting one. You can keep your modernity. I will not participate in your modernity. I can do without Walmart. I can do without theaters and bars. I'm good on my land. Out in the country.
What I say is, do you have proof you're not a faggot? When's the last time you were sodomized? Do you have your AIDS medication proof?
based. Thanks a lot, Aaron. We appreciate it. We'll be back on the other side with James on In Plain Sight.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
65.
Okay, we're back. Back to In Plain Sight Health and Wellness and your calls. Last call of the night, James in Vancouver. James, welcome to the show.
Good evening. Just for the record, I saw Jackson Browne do that song in 1979 at the Black Hills Alliance. Sorry?
No, I said I wish that I were old enough to have caught that.
It was the Black Hills Alliance, and this girl that I had the hots for, she was a leftist. She invited me to come down with her to get into the protest march. It was the only protest march I ever got in, but it was a pretty long protest march. And
she probably was somebody's baby.
She actually was, because she hooked up with a guy when she was down there, right? Which was okay, I could understand that. But I met some girl from Colorado. And anyway, it's a long story, but I was going to talk about tanks. The Germans had the 88, the German 88. That was developed in Switzerland in the 1920s, because, like the guy said before, they couldn't do that kind of thing in Germany, but The T-34, the Russian T-34, my Hitler youth buddy told me, he said the hull of the T-34 was too thick for an 88 to go through. And then he asked me, he said, but do you know how they got rid of the T-34? And I said, no, tell me. He said, there was about 3 fingers space between the hull and the turret. And with the Carl Zeiss optics in a Tiger 1 and Tiger 2, you could see it 1,000 meters away. And you just squeeze that trigger and you'd hit it right on the bullseye. That's how they took out Tiger tanks. Not Tiger tanks, T-34s. It just popped. Yeah?
Yeah, anyway. No, I was just reading about that T-34 Soviet tank introduced in 1940, deployed with the Red Army. Yeah.
Yep. It had a thick hull, but you could still pop it. And you could shoot it also in the back, the radiator. You could shoot it from the back. But I don't know if you know this. The big reason Russia won the Battle of Stalingrad is actually the Russians sprayed anthrax at the Germans.
Oh, I've not heard this. I knew the Russians had a lot of money that America threw at them. And Hitler also invaded too late in the year. He got caught in the winter because he was trying to bail Mussolini out. But no, I didn't hear about this spring.
Well, that could be. But I know because a defector to the United States who was an expert in germ warfare from Russia, he leaked it in his book. I forget the guy's name. I'll have to look it up. But that's how they won at Stalingrad. In fact, they blew the anthrax at the Germans. The Germans got sick. Then the wind changed, and it actually killed a lot of Russians. So,
wow.
I'll let you go.
No, I never.
Yeah.
That was Sorry, good. Go that ahead. Was good news. No, I was saying that was good news. Appreciate that, James. And we are at the end of the show.
Coming up next,
V Hardcore Red Pill. Stay tuned for the COVID roundtable on V Show tonight. Don't miss it, or you'll be gay. And we'll be back Monday night on In Plain Sight. Jeremy from Kentucky.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.